So perhaps in thinking about this this migration and borders, it seems that the project has a lot of similarity with how to secure a country in Swiss, thinking about Switzerland. And also for me, it was interesting to think also of Europe here to some extent, because as you said, the wolf comes actually from France or maybe Italy as well. And so there's sort of a recurring theme about borders in your work. Is that you seem to have some doubts and connection?
Yeah, borders. I mean, it's a central, one of the central topic of my work of the last, let's say, 4 years. I've been, because I mean, maybe I can give some notes about how to secure a country, what is it? What?
Yes.
How to secure a country is my long-term project that it's like a sort of, it explores the production of security in Switzerland, and so the security system in Switzerland, by trying to give a sort of concreteness, a shape to something that usually is like presenting itself in an elusive way, invisible at some point. And so I've been spending the last 4 years trying to gain access to the system, to the security system, trying to do it in collaboration with the institutions that generate, that are part and produce security in the country, and giving this sort of glimpse into how the system works, how it looks like in a way, and what are the main features that makes it so to be so efficient and makes Switzerland one of the safest countries in the world. And this, of course, relates with more international, also the international situation, the European situation, and so, of course, the borders are one of the main... probably it was the starting point at the beginning, also because I've been starting working with the border police in Canton Ticino. And the notion of borders have been central in my research, because it's something that, of course, makes Switzerland, in a way, at the same time, similar but different from all the countries, the other countries in Europe, because there is a very different way of approaching or understanding the concept of borders in the European Union and in Switzerland. So for me, it was very interesting to understand what does it mean, a border, how does it look like, a border. In many cases, like also in this case, border is just traces. It's not a real infrastructure that separates the country, but maybe it's just a sign, or there is not even a sign. And at the same time, it's mental. So the border, of course, is mental. And it's an infrastructure that is very hard to control, probably is the hardest infrastructure to control because of course, physical aspects. So it's quite impossible to control every centimeter of a border in a country. But even though they are trying with drones now, for instance, in Ticino there are drones that every night control of the Italian border. So technology helps in this sense. But at the same time, they become sort of social and philosophical concept in a way. They have always been. And what makes difference probably the conception of a border is Switzerland and in other European countries. I can bring the example of Italy because I have both the experiences. Is that the notion of border, for instance, in Italy came in the last 10 years probably with the migration waves. Now you really hear people talking about border. In Switzerland, the concept of border has always been central in the social and cultural development of the country itself. So because a border represents also the sort of need for protection, need for, I mean, I wouldn't call it closeness because maybe it has, it's not necessarily negative in a way, but for sure, also looking at the history of Switzerland, borders have been like quite central in the social and political and cultural development of the Swiss. Swissness.